Intense fighting on the other side of the border is spilling over into Bangladesh. 22-year-old Nabi Hussein fled to no man's land with his family 5 years ago, but mortar shells from Myanmar have still found him.
We were hanging out near this canal when a mortar shell fell about 50 meters away from us, killing one of my friends and injuring five of us.
Since August, at least 12 mortar shells fired from Myanmar have landed in Bangladeshi territory. Security has been tightened in the border areas.
This is Tumru, southeast Bangladesh.
Even while we were filming, mortar shells exploded on the other side, close to us.
Fighting between the Rakhine Buddhist rebel and Myanmar military continue near the Bangladesh border, causing panic in the communities and increasing fear among the Rohingyas living in the no man's land.
The escalating tensions have driven more Rohingya into Bangladesh. Abu crossed over recently with four family members. We have not identified him at his request.
We left our home village because of the intense fighting between the Rakhine rebels and the Myanmar military. The military told us, "This is not a country. You should leave." They started attacking our village with helicopters and heavy weapons.
Bangladesh currently offers refuge to nearly 1.1 million Rohingya, and the government said it will not allow any more to enter.
Bangladesh is a responsible and peaceful country. You have seen we have been tackling all these issues with much patience for quite some time now. We told them to resolve their internal crisis so that there are no more casualties and bloodshed on our side.
The UN Security Council is considering a resolution demanding an end to all violence in Myanmar. But Bangladesh is not optimistic about it, as its initiative previously failed to pressure Myanmar to change its policies. Tanvi Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Tumru, Myanmar-Bangladesh border.